there was a lower school teacher who was going around her classroom and teaching the kids about the concept of Hakar Satov, about showing gratitude and appreciation for something. And the teacher asked the kids to say something that they're thankful for. And so as the kids are going around, so one person was saying, I want to thank Hashem for the dog, my pet dog that I have. Another person would say the video games that I have. They were going on with answers similar to that. And then one girl named Dasi said, I want to thank Hashem for life. And the teacher was blown away. And during the teacher's break, the teacher called Dasi's mother. So I just want to tell you what happened in class today. Doing this exercise, and Dasi said she wants to thank Hashem for life. It was really an amazing thing. The mother was so proud to hear this. And a few hours later, when Dasi came home from school, so the mother said, I got a call from your teacher. She told me what you did. She told me what you said. That you want to thank Hashem for life. And Dasi says, yeah, I love that cereal. And it's a very cute story. And obviously, sometimes as a little kid, you miss the bigger picture when it comes to what to be thankful for. But certainly, Baruch Hashem, the more someone ages, the more a person realizes we have to be appreciative and thankful for the big things and the most important things in life that we have. And there was something going around. I saw this on Twitter right after the Sim HaShas. There was a letter that was written by the operations manager at Wembley Stadium. And she was writing right after the Siyum HaShas. She starts by saying, it's 2 a.m. as I write this. And she's writing to the team who was working on for months to plan the Siyum HaShas at Wembley, where they had, as she writes, 6,748 tickets were scanned that night. Okay, so they had almost 7,000 people at that Siyum HaShas. And she says as follows. She says, on behalf of all the team, I must express our deepest pride and pleasure at being given the opportunity to host the Siyum event. And she goes on to explain that at first they didn't really know what to expect. And she says that even after we were prepped to what was going to be, to what the event was going to be like, said nothing could really prepare us for this. And she says there are a number of points that have blown us away. And the first two points are about pretty much security components. And the first being that usually they have, there's a place where any potential weapon has to be placed in this, I guess, this location, this bin. And then you could get it back at the end on your way out. And they said usually there's 700 to 1,000 items for an event this size. And that night they had nothing. Her second point is that usually at events, of course, at stadiums, think about going to a football game. There are a lot of times there are people who are drunk and you could have fights in the stands and rowdy behavior. And sometimes people get thrown out of events. And she said this night, there was absolutely nothing like that. And point number three she makes, I'm going to quote from what she said. She says, all the team were blown away by the amount of thank yous that we received at the end of the evening. And she writes, I actually thought everyone had been instructed to do this. They were so amazed that all the people on their way out, way in, way out, going to the Siyum HaShas, just said thank you to the security people, to the police officers who were there. And she concludes the letter by saying, I'm devastated that Siyum only takes place once every 7 years. This event was a delight for all of us. It's really an amazing Kiddush Hashem, of course. And the idea of just showing appreciation and just being thankful to a person about how far that goes, what it does for us as the person giving thanks, and what it does for the recipient, of course. And if you think about a person who you consider rude, if you have a rude boss, I think a lot of times people we consider rude, it often comes down to their level of appreciation and usually their lack of appreciation. The rude boss at work is someone who doesn't acknowledge the efforts that you put in and doesn't say thank you when you do something that you have to do. And the words thank you go a very long way. And there could be a big difference, huge difference, between making a Kiddush Hashem and Chas V'Shalom making a Chil Hashem for someone who lacks that sensitivity to just show appreciation for someone who did something for you. And being thankful and showing appreciation is not just in words, but it also is in action. And in this week's parsha, we have a few examples, really, where it happens to be it's a lack of action, as we'll see, when it comes to Hakaras HaTov. This idea is somewhat famous. I apologize if you know it, but still, it's important, of course, to do Chazara. Where Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, Emor al Aaron, tell Aaron, Kach matcha n'teyadcha al meimei Mitzrayim. Have Aaron take the staff out over the waters of Mitzrayim, al na'rosam al yorehem v'al agmehem v'al kol mikveh meimehem v'yudam, and over every body of water, and he'll change and turn that water into blood. V'hayadam b'chol eret Mitzrayim v'aitim v'avanim. And then blood is going to permeate through every place in Mitzrayim, wherever there's any liquid, basically. And Rashi says, why Emor al Aaron? Moshe is a leader. Moshe should be the one carrying this stuff out. It says, Rashi, l'fi shehegin hayor al Moshe, shenishlach l'socho. Because the water saved baby Moshe when Moshe was going down. Before, when Bas Paro was able to save him, lefikach lo lakal yado. Therefore, he couldn't be the one to strike the water. Lo bedam velo bitzvardim. Not at this maka, and not by tzvardim. Veloka al yede Aaron. It was Aaron who's the one to strike the water because of Moshe's sensitivity and Moshe's appreciation, which Hashem's telling him, you have to have this appreciation towards what it did for you. And we have a similar idea when it comes to lice, when it comes to kinim. It says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Emor al Aaron, Netei es matcha v'hach es afar ha'aretz, v'haya l'kinim b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Have Aaron strike the earth, strike the dirt. Says Rashi, Emor al Aaron, why Aaron? Lo haya ha'afar kedai lo kos al yedei Moshe. It wasn't befitting for Moshe to strike the ground. Why? L'fi shehigen alav k'shaharagas ha'mitzri v'atmenehu b'chol. Because when Moshe killed that Mitzri, the Mitzri who was oppressing the Jew, when Moshe killed him, he had to try to get away with it, of course. Datan Aviram the next day say, oh, they found out about it, and the matter became known, as Moshe says, like, I'm in trouble now. But before then, when it happened, he had to try to figure out a way to basically hide the body. And so he was able to bury it in the sand. And by burying it in the earth did a favor him, did a tova for him. He was able to do that. And just by the mere fact that these things happened for Moshe, they were saved in the water, and that the dirt, the sand, really took in the Mitzri after he killed him. So Moshe was unable to strike them. For these years later, this is certainly after the water incident, this is now, he's 80 years old, he's 80 years later, and he still has to show a tremendous sensitivity and a Hakaras HaTov towards the water for what it did to him. And there's two important lessons that come out of this. One is that a person's gratitude is not always even for because of the other person. It's not always that I'm going to say thank you or do something of appreciation for your sake. Over here, we're talking about inanimate objects. But so what's the point? What's the idea? It's that it's to shape oneself. It's to shape who we are. And we have to be people who express gratitude. And we have to be appreciative for something that was done on our behalf. And the second lesson is an idea from the Nachlas Tzvi. The Nachlas Tzvi asks, why is it that Moshe's appreciation, that Moshe shows appreciation for the ground and certainly for the water, if they were just doing their job? It's not like they went above and beyond and went against nature to protect Moshe. That's what they do. Water is water. That's what it did. And so the Nachlas Tzvi says that the point is that even when someone is doing their job, we're still supposed to show appreciation for them. If someone has a babysitter in their house watching their kids, if when you go to get your car filled up with gas, assuming you live in states where you're not allowed to do it yourself, and the person, they're just doing the job. They're filling up the gas for you. You're even paying them. When you go to a restaurant and the waiter who gets paid to give you the menu and to deliver your food. So you still, says Nachlas Tzvi, you still have to show appreciation for someone like that. He says, becoming a person who feels and demonstrates a true sense of appreciation is just so critical in life. And this sense of being thankful doesn't just apply to the way we interact with the world, but it certainly applies to being grateful towards Hashem. From the moment we wake up and say Moda Ani to the moment we go to sleep and say Hamapil. Sometimes we take for granted what we have, each and every day, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and blesses us with every day. Dr. David Pelkovitz was once in Hawaii, and the late afternoon, he was by the hotel, and he was looking at what he described as the most magnificent sunset he's ever seen. And there was a hotel worker there, and he asked him, he says, "What is it like working in this place, working in such a beautiful place, such a beautiful destination, each and every day, day in and day out?" And the man looked at Dr. Pelkovitz and he said, "Sir, I don't see what you see. I can tell you that I dread going to work on Monday morning just like the next guy." And this worker, he didn't appreciate what he had. Of course, like he's saying, I just have a job. Like, it's annoying to come to work. It's annoying to work. Sunset looks nice, I guess. Yeah, maybe it does. I don't know. But just lacking that sense of appreciation and getting used to something. Like, we get used to our lives. We get used to the health that Bez Hashem we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us each and every day, and not being appreciative for that. And we could be in paradise and just lack appreciation for where we are. And like I said, when it comes to our health, it's something we sometimes take for granted, and unfortunately, it's only in situations where someone lacks that health where we come together and daven and beg and scream and cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help that person. But we don't have to wait till someone's sick in order to do that. We could certainly start way before and show our appreciation for the health we have when we are healthy. And there's a letter I want to read to you that I want to read a section from. It's a longer letter. I want to read a section for this that I think really drives this point home. The point of just showing appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have so, so much. And I quote, "We've been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We've been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We've grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we've forgotten God. We've forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all the blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us." Wow. Intense Musar. Right? Saying that, just look how much we have as a nation, as individuals, and the more we succeed, the greater we become, the more we think it's our own doing, and the more we forget Hashem. And he ended, "Too proud to pray to the God that made us." Now, this letter was not written by a holy Jew in the times of the Tanakh, or even the times of the Gemara. It wasn't written by a Jew living in the modern state of Israel. In fact, this letter wasn't even written by a Jew at all. This letter was written on March 30th, 1863, by none other than President Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln recognized that all Americans, he wasn't speaking about Israel, like you may have thought when I was reading that, speaking about America. He was saying all Americans are lacking in appreciation towards God. And he rebuked the country about that. And that letter was actually regarding declaring a fast day. Declaring a fast day in order to show that basic appreciation. Certainly when the country was going through a civil war. And when it comes to being a human being, and certainly when it comes to being a Jew, we must demonstrate our thanks to those around us. We must certainly demonstrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who truly gives us everything we need.